With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Not long ago, fiction writer, columnist, and former actress Emily Prager was reading a book about daily life in Nazi Germany. Prager, too young to remember World War II, learned that the Nazi party was male-oriented and, in fact, anti-woman.
Now, under the race laws, single women were not citizens of the Reich. And this was particularly interesting to me because, of course, Hitler's girlfriend was a single woman, childless, a woman who wore makeup, designer clothing.
Whereas the ideal Nazi woman was plain, earthy, and bore lots of children for the fatherland. Emily Prager also discovered that the Nazis were into things often considered healthful and peace-loving.
Hitler was a total vegetarian, rabid anti-smoker, teetotaler.
Which brings us to Emily Prager's novel, Eve's Tattoo, about an American woman who becomes obsessed by a woman in a photo taken in a Nazi concentration camp. A woman defiantly raising her arm to display her tattooed ID number. Eve tattoos her arm with the same number and begins to fantasize about the woman in the picture. In the process, Eve discovers some things about herself.
Such as some inherent anti-Semitism that she has.
After writing Eve's Tattoo,
I came to the conclusion that definitely the control of motherhood in any way by law is a totalitarian impulse.
And that there may not have been the mass killing without the mass breeding.
You know, Hitler basically had his hands in the underpants of every German woman.
Emily Prager's Eve's Tattoo is an innovative, moving, and sometimes darkly funny story about the Holocaust, published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Emily Prager obviously identifies with the protagonist of her Holocaust novel, Eve's Tattoo, although Prager's own ethnic and religious background is a little confused.
My father's family is Jewish. My mother's family is Irish Catholic. I am a baptized and exorcised Catholic and a confirmed Episcopalian.
Eve's Tattoo is the story of a woman who sees a photograph of a defiant woman in a Nazi concentration camp and becomes obsessed by her, obsessed enough to tattoo her own arm with an Auschwitz ID number. Emily Prager says she can almost understand how the Nazis came to power.
People who are in chaos, they perceive that a firm hand with control, somebody who really can control you, is freeing. You know, at first.
Emily Prager writes a monthly feminist column for Penthouse magazine.
I've been doing it for about 13 years. As a feminist, I'm in the missionary position over at Penthouse.
Prager's working on a column about what she says is the danger of sound bites and how they can influence the world.
The sound bite that we got from David Duke was, a man can change. I had perfectly, you know, intelligent people say to me, don't you think a man can change?
Emily Prager says she's running against Patrick Buchanan for the Republican presidential nomination, on paper only. And the first thing she'd do as president would be to stop the flow of drugs.
If you want to stop cocaine from coming into the country, I'd use the army and I'd use Schwarzkopf because the man is a fantastic logistics expert.
Emily Prager's thoughtful novel, Eve's Tattoo, was published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.